Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our show, we remember saxophone player Clarence Clemons, who died last Saturday. And we take you to a consumer protection fair in Maryland. But first, we tell about Michelle Obama's visit this week to South Africa. President Obama's wife, Michelle, is on a week-long trip to South Africa and Botswana. The First Lady is traveling with her daughters and her mother. On Wednesday, Mrs. Obama spoke to young people at a church in Soweto. Shirley Griffith has more on her message that day and her visit.
The First Lady spoke after a lively musical performance and comments by South African women leaders. Mrs. Obama told the crowd that they were the future of Africa.
You can be the generation that brings opportunity and prosperity to forgotten corners of the world and banishes hunger from this continent forever. You can be the generation that ends HIV/AIDS in our time. The generation that fights not just the disease, but the stigma of the disease.
Mrs. Obama spoke directly about women's issues on the African continent. She said Africa's young people must make sure that the rights of women are equal to the rights of men. She also said all young people must work to end violence against women in any form and any place. The First Lady gave this message in a building famed for its part in the movement that ended apartheid, South Africa's policy of racial separation. Regina Mundi is the largest Roman Catholic church in the country. 35 years ago, anti-apartheid activists sought refuge in the church to escape violence by police. Crowds also gathered there because South African blacks were barred from attending political meetings in most public places. Michelle Obama noted that history. She said the anti-apartheid struggle and America's civil rights movement had inspired each other years ago. She said the same could be said on a personal level between herself and the young African women of today. She said Africa had a lot to offer the rest of the world because of the continent's high growth rates and growing democracies. The speech came on the first day of a workshop and conference for women across Africa. The State Department and other American government agencies organized the events. More than 70 young women from 25 countries took part. They explored the ideas of leadership and community service. The women were between the ages of 16 and 30. They represented the fields of education, health, civil society, business, and the media. Among those taking part was 21-year-old political activist Kateria Erangani.
This is our responsibility, not only for government, but our responsibility of all of us to discuss, to have this sort of opportunity, to give more opportunity for other young African women leaders.
On Tuesday, Michelle Obama and her daughters met with Nelson Mandela, a leader of the anti-apartheid movement. He was also South Africa's first black president. Mrs. Obama told reporters the experience was powerful.
Consumer protection is a big issue in the United States. But there is disagreement about what the government should be doing, if anything, to protect Americans from dishonest businesses and their own bad decisions. Recently, hundreds of people attended a consumer education event in Montgomery County, Maryland. Christopher Cruz has the story.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen organized the Consumer Education Fair. He is part of the Democratic Party leadership in the House of Representatives. About 30 local, state, and federal government agencies were represented at the fair. Some were private agencies that get public money. They were all providing free information. Many of the agencies showed their websites, full of free information designed to protect consumers. Much of the information was in English and Spanish. Visitors to the consumer fair could learn how to buy a used car, how to select health and life insurance policies, and how to save on prescription medicines. They could also learn how to prevent identity theft, how to understand their telephone bill, and even how to choose between competing cable television systems. Some Americans want their government to provide a lot of consumer protection information, and some expect their government to be strong in protecting people from dishonest business practices and tricky con artists. They want information they can trust, and many believe that information provided by governments is unbiased and trustworthy. State and national officials spoke at the consumer fair. Douglas Gansler is the top government lawyer in Maryland. He says consumers need the government's protection from dishonest businesses.
By the very nature of capitalism, it's free-flowing and unregulated. The problem is, of course, when you have a capitalist society, you're going to have people that take advantage of it and take advantage of people. And there are some insidious people out there that will do these types of things, and you have to capture them.
John McCarthy is the elected state's attorney for Montgomery County. His job is fighting crime. He believes consumer fairs help people protect themselves.
Public education is our greatest tool. Arming people with knowledge about the ways in which common criminal enterprises have tried to take advantage of them.
Mark Calabria was a deputy assistant secretary in the Department of Housing and Urban Development under President George W. Bush. He is now the Director of Financial Regulation Studies at the Cato Institute. He says government officials believe they should spend money educating consumers and providing classes in what is called financial literacy. But he says such training did little to keep people from losing money during the recession. Mr. Calabria says there is a danger in government providing so much free consumer information. He fears that consumers will come to believe that the government has made judgments about products or investments. As a result, some people feel little need to do any investigating of their own.
You are, you know, undermining the incentives for consumers to make decisions and do their own research. I think we're lulling people into a sense of false safety, and at the end of the day, I think they're becoming worse off because of it.
You can find links to consumer protection publications and pictures of the Montgomery County Consumer Fair at voaspecialenglish.com.
The United States lost a favorite musician last week. Clarence Big Man Clemens died on Saturday, a week after he suffered a stroke. Clarence Clemens played saxophone in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band for 40 years. His performances in many Springsteen songs were memorable. But Clemens also was a calm and constant spirit in the band.
Spread out now, Rosie, doctor, come cut loose her mama's reins. You know playing blind man's love is a little baby's game. You pick up little dynamite, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Yeah, together we're gonna go out tonight and make that highway run. You don't have to call me Lieutenant Rosie, and I don't wanna be your son. The only lover I'm ever gonna need your son.
That is Rosalita, Come Out Tonight, with Clarence Clemens on the saxophone. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band recorded the song in 1973 for the album The Wild, The Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. It was just 2 years after Springsteen and Clemens met. How the two men first met is now famous. Clemens went to a club where the Springsteen band was playing. Clemens said the night was rainy and windy. He opened the door and the wind tore it off the wall and blew it away. Clemens said the whole band was looking at him in the opening in the wall. He told the group, "I want to play with your band." Springsteen was maybe a little shaken by the big man's exciting entrance. Clemens said the band leader said, "Sure, you do anything you want." That moment was captured in the words to Springsteen's song, 10th Avenue Freeze Out. Clarence Clemens was born in the coastal area of Virginia in 1942. His musical future began with the surprise Christmas gift of a saxophone when he was 9. Clemens died at his home in Florida on June 18th. He was 69 years old. Bruce Springsteen said he had lost his great friend and partner. He called the loss immeasurable. We leave you with the big man, Bruce Springsteen, and the rest of the E Street Band performing Born to Run. I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Chris Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.